We're back, week two of the Sports Betting Rundown, week two of the NFL season. Lovely time to be back. 4-1 for me, week one. Hudson went 0-5. So as you'll find out in a second, we have a new co-host for this episode, Noah. Looking forward to it. I've talked to him. His picks are top tier. His NFL knowledge is unmatched. But let's see if it could translate. So was Hudson. Hudson was a smart guy. He went 0-5. You know what they say. Some people just can't hang in the big leagues. So I got five picks. Noah has three. And Hudson has one pick as a redemption. He's not allowed on the show until he gets a pick right. So he has a one-pick redemption at the very end of the episode. We have a loaded episode. So let's get right into it. For my first pick, we're taking it to LA. Going to go with the Rams team total. And right now it's sitting at 27.5. I love that number. Right on that four touchdown line. Big part of this isn't the Rams. They looked awful. It's more about the Falcons. Once their defense got figured out, the Saints, who, let's be real, did not look good at all. And the roster isn't that great. Jarvis Landry went all over, 114 yards. They have Jameis Winston, who is decent on a good day, but he's nothing special. They let Taysom Hill score a 60-yard touchdown. I really like this. It's a good bounce-back spot for the Rams. They're favored by 10 points right now. And I think the Falcons are going to be the worst team in the league this year. They're not good. And the Rams cannot possibly look worse than they did last week. So I'll go with the over 27.5. That's my one pick for now. Don't worry, four more picks are coming later. But I'm going to pass it off to the new co-host, at least for this episode, Noah. He's very knowledgeable of football, more so than I. So, you know, I started discussing the picks. He starts citing last year's PFF grades for players that, to be honest, I'm not really that familiar with. So he has the knowledge. Let's hope it translates into some winners, but we'll see. Two picks from Noah right now.
What's up, guys? It's Noah here. Super excited to be here. Longtime listener. I've got some great picks. Let's go. So first pick I have is Panthers +2 against the Giants. Took the Panthers a while to get going on offense. About halftime is when they figured it out. Huge pass to Robbie Anderson in the middle of the third. They figured it out. This offense can move. Christian McCaffrey's back. He's healthy. Baker Mayfield is great. People forget how good he was 2 years ago. Last year his shoulder was bugging him. He wasn't the same guy. This year he looks great. He had a bad interception in the first quarter, but he looks a lot better. And the Giants, their opponent, do not look good, or especially as of last year. I was shocked they won a game. Last year, they struggled. They scored, in their last 10 games, they scored 20 points or more only three times. And in six of those games, they scored 10 or less. They can't score. They can't move the ball down the field. They did get rid of Joe Judge, which is a huge improvement. But I don't think Saquon Barkley can carry them against this Panthers defense, which has some great players, great roster. Let's see if they can put it together this week. Panthers +2. My next pick is another +2, Pittsburgh +2 over New England. Both these teams, fantastic defenses, fantastic players. It's going to be a battle of defense. I don't trust Mac Jones against this elite Pittsburgh defense. Minka Fitzpatrick was fantastic. Yes, they do not have TJ Watt, but Alex Highsmith is going to play in that role. He had three sacks last week. He's leading the NFL. He replaced Bud Dupree this year. His second year in the league, he replaced Devin Bush in the inside, and he played great. They can move him all around. He's going to be great. He's going to be Mac Jones' worst nightmare. He's going to have no one to throw to. Kendrick Bourne is horrible. There's no one for Mac Jones. They're not going to score. And then on the Pittsburgh side of things, I think Mitchell Trubisky can be that guy. I don't know if he's going to win a Pro Bowl or go to a Super Bowl, but I think against this New England defense, he's going to be able to succeed. Now, he doesn't need to throw for 300 yards, but I think it'll be a low-scoring game, and I think Mitchell Trubisky and the Steelers offense will do just enough to edge out the Patriots.
It's Jay again. I'm back. Two more picks until I pass it back for Noah's last pick. My first pick, we're going back to the same game. I hate to do it to him, the rookie. I'm taking New England -2. I'll tell you why. It makes no sense. Pittsburgh coming off a great win against the AFC champions away in Cincinnati. They won. They look good. They stopped Joe Burrow. And really, Trubisky looked pretty decent on offense. I think Mike Tomlin is a big part of that. And New England could not have looked worse. They got destroyed. They were never in it against Miami. The offense couldn't move the ball. And the defense really just, they only let up 20 points, but Miami probably could have scored more if they wanted to. And you look at this, it's at Pittsburgh. So the home team usually gets a couple points, you know, because they have the advantage at home. And, you know, the casual person, no offense to Noah, looks at this line and says, this is easy. I'm a home dog, Pittsburgh, coming off a great win. But a real sharp bettor, which we all try and be, all the listeners, everyone on this show, looks at it, it's a little skeptical. Pittsburgh will be the public pick. All the tickets are going to be on Pittsburgh. But it's early in the week. If I was a betting man, which I am, I'd guess that all the money is going to be, all the sharp money is going to be on New England. There's no reason why this line should be this way, which is all the reason why we ride New England -2. Just wanted to re-intro myself real quickly before I get into my final three picks. We recorded this early. I wanted to get it out Thursday night, but some circumstances happened. I'm a little under the weather. Voice is shot, as you could probably tell. So unfortunately, it's going to come out late Friday or very early Saturday morning. I know this is bad for myself. It only gives people, you know, this podcast a day and a half lifespan. But, you know, I'm going to try and get it out, give some good picks. So let's get into it. Final three. For my first prop, I'm going to go Cortland Sutton over receiving yards. Right now, it's at 59.5. I like this pick for a lot of reasons. Last week, you know, we can all agree, very brutal offensive day for the Broncos. Only redeeming factor is, you know, they're down, so they have to throw a lot. Russell Wilson, 42 passing attempts. But the real reason I like this is because Sutton didn't catch his first pass until a couple minutes left in the second quarter. So basically went the entire first half of the game just not involved at all, zero catches. And I really like it. Last weekend it was 72. I think 60's low bar, or 59.5's a low bar to pass, especially against Texans defense that really shouldn't be that good. They were good last week, but let's face it, they're not supposed to be good this year, and I don't think they will be. So, Cortland Sutton, over 59.5. For my next prop, it's one I really, really like. Might be my favorite bet of the week. It's Antonio Gibson receptions over 2.5. Antonio Gibson being the starting running back for the Washington Commanders. They are at Detroit this week. And, I mean, this bet really does not, this line, I should say, really doesn't make sense. He had 8 targets, 7 receptions last week. And for this line to be set at 2.5 is just very confusing. I really don't get it. And a lot of times, like I said earlier, with my rationale with the Patriots pick, if I don't get it at all, I usually take the opposite side. And that is the philosophy I hold for point spreads and over-unders. But for player props, it's a little different. Sometimes if it is easy, if it looks easy, it could just be easy. So we're going to take Antonio Gibson over 2.5 catches. Before my last bet, I just want to give a couple leans. A few picks I might be taking or I'm considering, but no official picks for the podcast. The first one is going to be Lions money line. I think the Lions really need this game if they don't want their season to be over. Going 0-2, both games at home, and then going on the road to Minnesota, that's tough. Really, they cannot get out of that hole. I say that as a fan of the team. So I think the Lions are in a good spot here. Really, Commanders are coming in with a win. Their stomachs are full. They're not hungry. Lions, very hungry, very desperate, to be honest. They cannot lose this game. Second pick that I'm looking at is the Raiders, -5.5. First glance, this line seemed big. As most people consider Arizona to be a decent team, but the Raiders, a lot of people forget, Devontae Adams on the Raiders.
They lost week one, and a team like the Raiders, I don't think is going to go 0-2. I think they're going to be really talented, and I do expect them to win this game. I really don't want to lay this 5.5, but minus 250 is just too much. There's not enough value in that. And looking at Arizona, I think there could be something wrong beneath the surface there. Something just doesn't look right. And they usually start very hot under Cliff. They got crushed last week, albeit against the Chiefs. But that's just something to monitor out there in the desert. My last pick is going to be San Francisco 49ers. Their team total, right now it's at 25.5, but I monitor this. Trey Lance did not look good last week, under 50% passing, zero touchdowns, an interception. And he might just be bad. He might just be bad, really. So, I mean, they're favored by a lot, but if the 49ers come out very slow and Trey Lance looks bad like last week, I'd jump on that team total under. I'd give it maybe a possession or two, but I'd get on that. So those are my three leans, just some facts, some info, picks to consider. Not official picks, obviously, but stuff that I'm looking at heading into week two.
For my last bet, we're going to go with another point spread again. Stay away from the props. And we're taking it to Jerry World. The Cowboys playing host to the Cincinnati Bengals. And we're riding with Cincinnati Bengals, -7 in this spot. They're away. The Cowboys, as I'm sure everyone listening knows, down their starting quarterback. And even with their starting quarterback, they looked abysmal last week. Could only put up 3 points. And even when their defense played good, they still got crushed 19-3. And on the flip side, if you take a look at the Cincinnati game, Joe Burrow could not have played worse. Interception after interception after interception. And they still should have won, really. Had two opportunities to win. Probably should have won both times. And they barely lost to the Steelers. I like him here. Big bounce back spot. T. Higgins is back. Little motivation for him. Unfortunately, his father passed away this week. Expect big things out of T. Higgins, even though he's banged up this week. A lot of internal motivation for him. And the Bengals team as a whole, they really need to win this game. You're not going 0-2. Losing to a backup quarterback just doesn't happen. Very talented team. I expect the Bengals to come in and crush. Bengals, -7. So as we know, last week was my first episode back, and I had a great week, 4-1 on the week. And, you know, unfortunately, there's a flip side to that, because as a podcast, we had a losing record. We went 4-6. So if I went 4-1, that means someone had to go 0-5. Unfortunately, Hudson, our co-host from last week, is 0-5, but it's his first time. I'm throwing him a bone. He's going to give one pick this week. If it hits, he's back next week. If it doesn't, I can tell you one thing. He will not be back next week, and we'll reevaluate it in the future. So here's his pick.
What's up, everybody? It's Hudson back for week two. As Jay mentioned, I'm only going to be giving out one pick this week. First, I'd like to apologize for last week. 0-5 is a rough way to start. You know, it's just as impressive as 5-0 if you look at it like that. 0-5, really difficult to do, but we're back. We're just going to leave that in the past and move on to week two. I got one pick. I don't love it, but that's why I love it. If I loved it, it would lose. If I don't love it, it's going to hit. We're going to go with the Denver Broncos -10 at home in the altitude against the Houston Texans. The key to week two of NFL is not overreacting to results from week one. The Texans look great. Of course, they tied the Colts, but they were leading the entire game until that disaster in the fourth quarter. And the Broncos look terrible. They lost to the Seahawks. Russell Wilson went back to Seattle, didn't have a great game. But they're going to cover this week, -10 against the Houston Texans. Once again, I'm sorry for last week. I'm just looking forward to giving a winner this week, and I'll be back full strength next week for week three.
little outro for the episode. Week 2 NFL rundown. Feels good to get back to the groove of things. 2 podcasts in the consecutive weeks for the first time since, I think, January 2021. So it's really nice to get back into it. A little tough under the weather. Voice still rough. Second half of the episode, whatever. The picks are still the same. Picks are top tier. 4-1 last week. Hopefully another winning week this week. And as always, rate, subscribe. 5 stars, as always. Apple, Spotify, whatever you're listening on, please. Really helps out. I do this for free, and it takes a lot of my time. I'm struggling right now. Please just toss us a bone. 5-star review. Follow me on Twitter @JSportsBetting1. Looking forward to this week's NFL games. Let's make some money.